Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Friday edition of Blog Talk Radio. We're really excited today because we're going to be sharing some great things that have happened during the week. We're going to be talking about some things that we wish didn't happen during the week, and we're going to talk about greater things that are happening this coming week. As your host of the blog radio show named Optimize Your Life, we started when we were formed with the president, founder, Dr. Joel Griffin, and his wife, Ann, artist, for an organization that is a 501c3. That means it's a recognized federal nonprofit. And for 10 years, over 10 years, it has been performing and developing and delivering programs to help families and individuals to be able to accomplish great things for others. In fact, the theme is helping others by helping them help others. You know, I always hear people talking, it's the cool thing today is to help others. That's really a good thing. I'm saying this, that's great. But what is really more effective and more life changes is when you can help someone, teach them, lead them, show them how to help somebody else. You are magnifying the energy, the involvement, the investment, and the outcome multiple times. You know, you've heard it said, many hands make light work. That's true. It's Proverbs. And so what we're doing is we're creating an army, a mission of people that become hope agents. An API, agent of hope. In today's world, we need that so badly. And so we're inviting people and you and your friends and associates, whether in the workplace or in social, to look up rrcenter.org. That's our umbrella website. That when you get there, it's really cool. You get this video that comes on for a few minutes, and you're going to meet Lisa. And Lisa, her background, she was an anchor news desk for ABC, NBC, and Fox News. Yeah, she's pretty. I mean, if you got those positions, I don't see many really. There was that one lady that was Madeline something or other. She wasn't pretty. And she wasn't, in my eyes, a very good reporter either. But when you see the reporters that are on these news desks and they're the people, the lead people, they're pretty talented. And they also have the way they're discerning and they know how to find what's important. Lisa takes about 10 minutes and will explain to you in detail question is, what it does, and how you can get connected and start making a difference. In fact, that she'll tell that to you. And I would only say to you, I'd recommend to do what she says. She's recommending something that's going to benefit both you personally and your family and those around you. You can make a difference in this world. And our normal guest today, we call it Captain Len Cain Day. And we are saying some prayers today. Captain Ken is under the weather. He's gone through some back issues right now. And he's doctoring. So we've given him, you know, he's a former serviceman. So we gave him a leave. He's on leave today. And so we still hope that you'll join and share this program with those. It's archived. So you can always advance every time. There's over 2,000 shows that we've done. Because we operate Monday through Friday, noon to 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And on Saturday morning, we have coaches call at 9 o'clock. And there is, you know, what Joel set up a long, long time ago as a program to coach people through talk radio. And so every Saturday morning, we have different people, different leaders that will share points of learning, instruction, guidance to help you in your individual business. The Hope Collection is committed to helping people to get ownership. Because any other way that you create income, you don't own it, you're running it. And the one thing guaranteed in today's world, if it's a job, the one thing that's guaranteed is someday you won't have it. The world is changing, and everybody in the last 2 years, particularly with COVID, they've learned how vital you are in a position. They can find ways to eliminate your position or bring it down to what was a full-time, maybe overtime work. And now they don't even need you 1 or 2 days a week because they get 4 people in line to fill the space. So what we want to do is take that threat and that sense of instability in your life and empower you to create a cash stream, an income. Joel described it this way, as a duplex. I think most people are familiar with the idea of a duplex. A two-family home, you live in one side or upper or lower, and you rent the other side out. And you create a cash stream, an income, the rent that someone pays. You use the facility of the home that you're renting out to them. And what that does, it moves you from being strictly a W-2 government, take all your money employee, to an owner. And then ownership, to encourage people to be owners in America, in the free enterprise capitalism system. One of the number one things that it does, putting you in charge, number one. Number two, it gives you the ability to create. Number three, it allows you to keep more of your money because the government gives you incentives to invest in yourself and your business and help it grow and make it grow. And those incentives, for most people, if you don't have a business and you got W-2 income, you have no way to recoup or not pay as many of the taxes because you're not improving the economy. You make enough money, then you go spend it. But when you create a business, you're expanding the economy. You're creating another building block of making America great. So we encourage everybody to do that. So that's part of that takes some special training. That's what Saturday mornings are all about. Our organization today, this website that this works off of on Blog Talk Radio is Optimize Your Life. And through Optimize Your Life, you can get a free goal-setting program. Learn how to set a simple goal. You want to lose weight, you want to gain some money, you want to do a project, you want to go someplace, you create a goal-setting process to make it happen. And you have steps, and you can learn how to do that for free. Or you can take it a step further, and you literally can have a life coach, a certified life coach, help you. And, of course, you don't get, it's like going to the hospital every time you walk in the door to talk to somebody different that's taking care of your loved one or you. Here you get the same person to keep on build building blocks and create a pattern. And you build off it to create a success pattern in your life to accomplish things. That's the power of Optimize Your Life. And this is brilliant. Joel Griffin was brilliant because there's lots of organizations. You can go online and you can get a coach. Coach, well, what are you going to do with what you learn if you don't have a tool to apply it? Well, through HOPE, we've got our incubator. It's an incubator for opportunity, income opportunities, and business opportunities. So you can get a position to be ownership. I've been pretty much saying this for a little while, but I share this. And I'm not trying to be, it's not judgmental. It's not arrogant. It's not trying to put somebody down. But quite frankly, if you don't own anything, you have nothing to forward in your family as an inheritance of any kind. The government's going to eat up anything you leave if you don't have a business that you can shelter your income from the government taking it. What's even worse is you got nothing to give your kids or something. You support an organization when you go leave this world. What happens to that support? It goes away unless you have a plan. Well, Optimize Life can give you all the outline, the process, and the guidance, mentorship. One of the richest men in the world, I can't think of his name now, he's a magnate that owns all the newspapers and stuff like that. He tells you, another guy, you might have heard of Robert Kiyosaki, he's kind of looked at today as a business income guru, he's written several bestseller books. And so what each of them say is very clearly, this isn't Ron Klagen telling you this, these are expert world leaders in the area of finance and successful living. And what they say is you have to own something that creates equity. A job ain't going to do it. You never hear of anybody leaving their kids their job. Most people can't wait to get out of it themselves, let alone give it to one of their kids. So how do you transfer prosperity from you and your spouse and your family to the next generation? If you have a job, you can't do it. It's a dead end. It's a non-closure item that you can't do anything about because you don't own it. So the first thing what we do and try to help people understand is that concept of what ownership is, how it works, how you can work it, and how then choosing a tool that fits you, fits your circumstances and things in your way you can learn and help to make it happen. I tell the story a lot when there are a number of people on the phone on this call. I will say to somebody or anybody in the call, have you ever gone to the kitchen? You know, right now all the tomatoes are coming ripe. If you grow tomatoes at your house, I have my own little garden in my porch, and I take tomatoes in every day. And they're wonderful. They're sweet and they're fresh. They're fragrant. Boy, they're almost peppery. You can just smell when I pulled them off the vine today. My hand was like going to make me sneeze. But it's such a wonderful aroma from those tomatoes. Well, if you go in the kitchen and try and cut one with a butter knife, you're going to have a mess. You better get the paper towels and the washcloths and everything else. And then probably to get on the floor, you got to wash the floor too. It's messy. A butter knife isn't made to cut a tomato. But if you've got a Ginzu knife, and I use that because everybody knows what a Ginzu knife is. It's the most inexpensive, absolutely razor-sharp knife there is in the world, and it costs you anytime, sometimes a buck or two. You can get them pretty cheap. But a Ginzu knife will cut through a tomato like a razor blade. You got to be careful you don't cut your fingers. But it does the job precisely, cleanly, quickly, and very little effort. Butter knife, a lot of effort, no results. Butter knife is a job. Having a Ginzu knife is like having a business that creates and you build to be successful. But it's your choice. That's what's wonderful. And in America, you have the choice. In fact, the Declaration of Independence says you've got the choice. And so if someone's not happy and they're, you know, got all kinds of angst in their life, and they got, usually people like that have got a clenched fist. But I'll tell you this, they also have a clenched heart. So there's two things that cannot and will not happen for them. Categorically, God cannot bless that person. And probably won't. The other thing is, you can't help somebody else with a clenched hand and a clenched heart. So my question to you today, as you listen to the show, either on the call or on the archives, where are you in that little quiz? Do you have a clenched heart, a clenched hand, or do you have an open heart and an open hand that you can share? The word share means to give. It means to be outward, not inward. You don't share to get, you share to give. And so what we do on a daily basis is we help people learn to have an open heart, an open way of being able to do wherever they're at in life. It doesn't matter their health, it doesn't matter their conditions they're in, doesn't matter how much they have or don't have. If you can learn to open your hand and open your heart and give of yourself, God will bless you. And if you've got a clenched hand, a clenched heart, I'm just telling you a story, and it's God's honest truth. He isn't going to bless you. You have decided to change. Now, it's not easy. We were born selfish people. That's just nature. That's what a human being is. From the day we're born, we want, we need, and we want, and we need, and we expect. Well, as we grow, and through guidance and mentorship and loving parents and loving friends and people around us, we can learn to change that I want and I need and I need to get to how can I help you attitude. And when you do that, now you can bless someone. And what you do is you help them. What you're doing is teaching them. And by example, if you do that, then they can do the same. And that's the theme of the Hope Collection, helping others by helping them help others. That's the formula for success. And we encourage people to take advantage of it. Along the way, every day, there's, on each of our shoulders, there's one shoulder guy on the left shoulder. He's a loving and gracious God that wants to bless us. And on the other shoulder is the guy who wants to tear down, destroy, and do everything he can to compliment and cause frustration and dissension and lack of, in other words, he's got a clenched fist and a clenched heart. The only way you can get rid of that is over on the left shoulder, coming back to the source, God and Jesus Christ. This isn't I'm preaching at you, but I am. So I encourage you, the more you can enhance the blessings from God, the more you can help more people get the clenched fist and the clenched heart open. And you will be not only a saint, but you will be a hero in God's eyes. It doesn't matter. Anybody else's eyes don't even count. God's eyes does. So, guys, what we're all about, the Hope Collection, spreading that word every day of our lives, every way, in any circumstance we can. And it doesn't matter. There are people who can't talk. They've lost, and so they do sign language. There's people that can't hear, and like me, you got to get hearing aids or something, doing something, so you have to take extra time and have someone talk slow to you. And it's inconvenient. But, of course, we all grew up, this generation grew up in the McDonald's timeline. You ordered at this window, and 5 seconds later, you pull up to the next window, and you're supposed to have it in your lap, your Big Mac, French fries, and a Coke. And we expect it. And when we go to a McDonald's and they don't deliver that, we get mad. I didn't have the fast food. That used to be fast food. You used to get All they're doing is, all you're doing when you get like that is you're closing your hands, you're closing your heart. You're probably going to get your food and eat faster. In fact, you might even get your food sabotaged because the person that hears or sees your attitude doesn't want to make you happy because they're listening to their right shoulder. Well, I'm preaching all day here today, and I just want you to know how you can have a blessing, God, wonderful, blessed life. And it's by becoming a giver of hope. And so the program here every day, every week, is dedicated to explaining that, learning that, teaching it, sharing it, and again, helping others by helping them help others. We have people that come on the show that call in, and they some people are blessed with the way they can, like I can talk a mile an hour and I can talk to a tree and have it talk back to me. It's just my nature. Not everybody's equipped like that. God didn't gift everybody the same. Some people he gave an ability for them to listen and truly hear what's being said and then able to communicate back in some way and show their love. Now, I can do it, but I have to work at it. Some people, it's like falling off a log. I have to work at that. But I learned that. Well, it just didn't happen by accident. I have loving parents that raised us. I have loving friends and family. And they put us in the church and places where we would be blessed by an open, loving God. And then I married a wonderful woman who was, I married up. There's always a term Joel used to use, and I can't deny it. I have too. And she has a merciful, Christ-like heart and forgiving. And so, even though I fall off the cliff quite a bit, she's there to pick me up. My God, she's there to help me. And so, like I said, we have people who call on the show and all kinds of personalities, all kinds of circumstances, but it doesn't matter. Can we all, because we all can be giving, open-handed, open-hearted people. I'd like to introduce you to a guy like that I met years ago. He and his wife, they have overcome more stuff that most people make excuses for in their lives than he and his wife never do. They have all the legitimate reasons to have excuses. Outwardly, they have them. But I've never once heard either one of them ever give an excuse. They don't. What they say is where we're at, what God has gifted us with, we're going to live our lives in blessing other people. Here's a hero in that direction. Hi, Gary. How are you this morning?
Hey, okay, very good. Thank you. I'd like to meet the guy that you're talking about, but anyway, yeah.
You're on your phone, right? Can you do me a favor? Are you in the living room?
Yes.
Can you go down the hallway, turn right, and turn right again into that room? They call it a bathroom. And there's a mirror. I'd like you to walk down the hall, walk down, turn right, and walk into that bathroom and look in the mirror. Would you please?
Wait a minute. I'm doing it. walking down the hall. Look in the mirror.
Gary, I'd like to introduce you to the guy that I was just talking about.
Yeah.
I want you to meet one of the most dynamic winner. I call him Gary the Lionhearted. For years I've done that. Because you are. And you are that. You are the example, that very representation. When people think of a lion, they think of someone who is fearless. And I have to tell you, lions can't have fear. Don't go, well, if you're a lion, you don't have fear. No, that's not the point. Lions have fear, but they want to live, so they overcome. And they're called the king of the jungle, king of the beasts, because they overcome whatever fear has been introduced to them, either directly, people around them, or the environment they're in, or any condition that they've been born with or live with. Gary the Lionhearted is that, because it's who you are in your heart. And Gary, you have demonstrated, I've known you, I don't know, maybe 30 years. You and Linda have demonstrated to everybody that knows you, and Linda and I also, and even to your son, you've been an example of how no matter what your circumstances is, you can overcome that. You can choose to overcome it. Now, do we choose every day with power and excitement and enthusiasm? No. There are days I know, because there are days I have some medical conditions that I didn't used to have, and I have to overcome them the same way you do. I got to make a choice. And quite frankly, this morning, my choice was, and it was wonderful, because Linda has a day off. She's taking a vacation day. And I chose, I turned my phone off. I said, I'm not taking any calls this morning. And I slept in. I slept. And I got up, I normally have to, medically, I got to get up different times during the night and morning. And then I went back to bed. And I slept till 9 o'clock. I didn't get any bed until after 9 o'clock. And I'm not, you know, you go, I'm bragging on it because what I'm bragging about is, Gary, I chose to do that. If I chose to do that and I had things to do, well, what happens? I lose out on what I would have had to do, what my good things I could have done. Because I made a choice. The world today, what we've stopped doing is teaching as choice. Choice has two ways it can go. Choice can create a reward or choice. And what the world is trying to do is says there's no accountability. There is no wrong. No, there's no wrong. And there is no right and wrong. And there is no accountability what choice you make. That's what the world is teaching. The media, the social sites, the Hollywood, the organizations, they are all teaching people that it's okay, Johnny, you don't have to try hard. No, you don't have to do that. No, I know it's hard for you to do that, but no, Johnny, you got a toenail and, you know, you got a problem, so you don't have to do that. And they're doing it to such a level that nobody has accountability, and when there's no accountability, all hell breaks loose. That is a fact. And you can look around and you can see it everywhere, and places you never dreamed that it would be, it is. So what hope has done is we're a window in the world for God to step back in through us and join the world of hope to make a difference. And helping others by helping them help others is that very thing. That's what we do. So do you like that guy in the mirror better now?
I do.
See, that guy is you.
Yeah.
What I used to do, Gary, years ago, long before you met me, you'd never know it today because I'm so brash and sometimes obstinate and pretty weak. I mean that. I was afraid. I didn't like myself. I didn't necessarily think I was good at anything, and frankly, I wasn't. There were some things I found joy, and I could do things. I used to build models, and I liked to take parts and put it together. And sometimes, I mean, usually didn't paint them. If they didn't have a color code to start with, I didn't paint them. But I loved to make a model from the cut. I took a kit and they could follow instructions. And I got pretty good at it. And I've actually built some of the models I built when I was a kid. They actually sell them. When I bought them, they cost $2. Today, they're costing $20. Same identical model. Mm-hmm. But they cost $20 today. And when I'm in some of the thrift stores, they have sales where they bring in a whole table full of a variety of models. And, there's that truck, that El Camino, 1959 El Camino model. AMT was the maker, and today it's AMT, and they still make the model. So I'll buy it. I have a model of when I was a kid, for Christmas, my dad worked at a company at a Christmas at a Christmas party for the employees, kids. And we used to go to Tonawanda Senior High, the city of Tonawanda Senior High, and they had Santa Claus come, and they showed cartoons, and just had a fun time. Well, then Santa Claus would call everybody up on stage by name and give you your wrapped Christmas gift. And one year I got this huge, when I was a kid, this was a huge box. And it had a model of an airplane, a World War II year. It was a flying boat. It had pontoons on it. When you build it, the pontoons drop down. And you could just picture this thing. And it had opened up in the front. It had a capsule that would open up on the front of the boat so they could go capture people. Or not capture. They could pull people out of the water. Maybe they were in a plane crash or the ship was sunk and there were guys in the water. They could come pull them in the plane without the plane sinking. And name was a PBY-1. And a few years ago, I was at a store called Ollie's, Gary, and they had that model on display. And I have it, and right now that model is up in the closet, in the box. The dad, but I haven't had time. I'm going to build it one of these days. When the weather turns bad again this year and we're not on some trip to Cancun or Disney World or, because you guys were traveling the world, I'm going to build that model again. And I'll sit there and I'll put it together. Because I built it once I was a kid with my dad's help. And I'll remember and I'll bring back lots of memories. See, that's dreaming. Looking forward to something. And that's dreaming. We're planning. Aren't we going somewhere in a couple of weeks?
We're going to Disney.
Wow. When did we start planning that?
Last year? Year before that?
At least. Yeah. And we're going together. Is that cool or what? Brian's joining us and we're going to go. A dream of mine, when Lynn and I got married, this new movie came out. And it was 1974, and Lynn and I were at the movies. We had a movie house in Toronto, and we went to the movies. And no, it wasn't. We lived in Chautauqua, down Jamestown, New York. And we went to the movies on a night, and there was Star Wars. And they announced that it was the beginning, and there was a lot of promotion going on with this movie. It was a lot of excitement because it was multiple chapters. They came right out front and said, we're going to have multiple chapters of the story. I figured out when they started it with number 10, I think. That was supposed to be the 10th edition. I figured out, because in between the years that it takes to put these movies together, we were going to be old by the time the last movie came out. Guess what happened this year? The last movie just came out. And I have to admit you, Gary, I'm not young as I was years ago.
Yeah.
And so now Disney, who owns the movie, is going to have they built a site called the Millennium Falcon. And anybody that knows about the Star Wars story know that Han Solo had the Millennium Falcon. That was his ship. And the stories are built around him getting around from solar system to solar system. And you and Brian and I are going. I don't know if the girls are going, but we're going on the Millennium Falcon. where we're going to live our dream of travel and space travel.
Yeah.
That dream started over a year ago, and now it's just going to happen. Did we, all we've done, and I know one thing it's caused, your son Brian has been living the dream and experiencing and checking stuff out and making reservations and finding ways and what was going to be the best way for things to happen and what was going to make us be able to use the time the best. And he's been dreaming this dream for over a year.
Mm-hmm.
And when we go there, it won't be like a letdown. It's going to be a fulfillment of a dream. And we'll be able to put it in our scrapbook and say, there's part of our life. And here's what's really cool. How many people from then to now and going forward are we going to touch?
Mm-hmm.
How many people around you are going to say after you go there and you experience it and you say, well, where'd you stay? Well, we stayed on site. We stayed on Disney property. We didn't do what my family did a trip. We used to go and stay at the cheapest price, smallest, out of the way motel that we drive in we could ever get to. Because my folks didn't have much money. We didn't stay with a relative. We had to go stay at the flea bags. And I mean that. The only trip our family ever took as a family was to Cooperstown. And quite frankly, there were two parts of that trip I didn't want to go. One, my mom said, we're going to go to Roseland. And I was so disappointed. I mean, you talk about letting the air out of a balloon. I thought Roseland was a rose garden. It was an amusement park. And they had neat rides. And it's still over in Canandaigua, New York. So on the way to Cooperstown, we stopped there. That made me happy. And then we drove down and we had the trip back then, you didn't have highways. You had winding back roads. And it wasn't, my sister had just got her license. And so Dad let her drive. I don't know how we didn't get killed. There's one point near Cooperstown, you go down a hill, and it's not a hill, it's a mountain. When you get to the bottom, it turns left. And we thought we were going to die. I remember that. And then when we got to Cooperstown, I got to see things about Babe Ruth and Joe DiMaggio. Mm-hmm. My dad showed me all these things. Quite frankly, before that, I didn't quite care about baseball. My dad played baseball, so, the affiliate of the Red Sox, the Pawtucket Red Sox.
Yeah.
And his passion was to become a ball player, but he had a back accident when the war came and injured his back, so his career was over. And I loved, after we went to Cooperstown, I got an appreciation for baseball and the history and the fun of it and the competition and everything like that. Well, that was our only fan. On the way back, on the way down, we stayed at this wonderful Seneca Lake Motel. Had a swimming pool, Gary. We as a family had never gone anywhere unless somebody we knew ever had a pool. So a pool at a motel ever back up until then I ever stayed at. And we loved it. The weather was great. On the way home, Mom and Dad, we were kind of counting nickels and pennies. And so we didn't stay in a nice hotel. We stayed in a motel that they had a shed added to the back end of this room of this motel, and only had a bed in it. And that was my bedroom for the night to sleep there. And it had an old cotton ridged blanket called a bedspread, and it was musty. I remember those experiences today, even the sound of the must. That's in the car. The TV didn't work. That was our great, and then we came home. That was, by the way, it was 3 days. The only trip we made as kids, as a family, my two sisters and Mom and Dad. But I can tell you about it because we experienced it. And it was in our life after that. My dad, many years, had issues, and he had back surgery, and he couldn't do a lot of stuff like most dads. And so, it was tough. He was there. He loved us. He worked hard, but, he worked hard for not a lot. And he always wanted to give us nice things, and he gave us the best he got. That was the good lessons that we had that way. And I tell the story because, today we've been so blessed, so incredibly blessed. And to us, it's more important. I know you're sharing this, Gary. Our greatest joy is when we help somebody else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's like, you know, and it seems like you lived out delivery books that we got from the business as a rich dad, poor dad. You had a poor dad that worked and injured his back and tried to help you out any way he could. And then you met a guy named Joel Griffin. Well, the rich dad, the Daddy Warbucks, whatever you want to say.
Yep.
And, well, here we are today.
Boy, Gary, you hit that on the head. I didn't realize you were such a philosopher. I mean it. You just took two stories that were written up by a major businessman, successful man in the world anyways, but he a teacher, and he put this book out so that he could help other people, and our mentor, our friend, Joel Griffin, want to do the same thing, so he made it so we could get that book. What do you think of the chances, if you hadn't met Joel Griffin and the other people that we've been living with the last years, what's the chances of you ever reading that book?
I probably wouldn't know it existed.
Yeah. And how many more people?
Yeah.
Incredible, Gary, and it's changed your life, you and Linda's life and Brian's future. See, now we got to remember is that how many other people that we are in our circle of influence, how many more are there like that that we can share things like that? I remember one time you told me you were sending books out from your collection because you got a library, and you were just mailing them to people and giving them to them as gifts. That's helping someone by helping – by you helping yourself from Joel helping you, you're now helping somebody else. Completing the loop of what the Hope Collection is, Gary. Do you understand why I had you to go in the bathroom and look in the mirror?
Yeah.
Young man, you are a hero. Yeah. You are touching lives. Yeah. And I'll say this. I dare say you never thought you'd be doing that.
Nope.
But,
but
now you do it, you don't think twice about it.
Mm-hmm.
But don't ever forget the fact that as a servant, how you bless other people, Gary.
Mm-hmm.
And so each time you look in that mirror, I'm going to charge you with this, that you look in the mirror and say, I'm glad God created me to be Gary Humphreyville, and I'm going to be the best Gary Humphreyville there is in the world for God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what's so cool is you have... Go ahead.
I've shared in the past that, you know, when I was growing up, I thought others were getting ahead and I was stuck. And the Holy Spirit prompted me to remember that if there's a magic pill you can ingest, and by ingesting that pill, you could have the attributes, the charm, the pizzazz, anything else of anybody that you admired in the world. But by ingesting that pill, you also attracting their foibles. Would you ever swallow that pill? And I thought about it for about 2 seconds, and I said, no, I would not. Because I don't know where those people were spiritually. I don't know where those people were psychologically, emotionally, every way. But I know that I have a vital, dynamic relationship with Jesus Christ. And I know where I'm going when I die. When I pass through that, in a state of existence that the world calls death, I'll close my eyes in this life, I'll open my eyes into the next life, and I'll see smiling face of Jesus Christ saying, well done, good and faithful servant.
Welcome. Amen.
Well,
of course, in the meantime, Gary, we got work to do together.
Yes.
God brought us
yes.
together to work together. And we're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just so excited to have friends like you. And, you know, we can travel anywhere, anytime, anywhere with anybody. But we're going with you.
Yeah.
That's if I can find. Somehow I misplaced our folder with our airline tickets and our reservations and everything. I got to find it. We're going through. Linda's helped me go through, and she's supposed to have her day off. I didn't want her to have to be working and cleaning. I wanted her to just be able to do what she wanted to do. But of course,
mm-hmm.
she's picking up after me again. And I've got to go. I think it's in the car. I'm pretty sure that folder's in the car. I got to go out there now and look for it. We
mm-hmm.
this afternoon. Later today, we are going to be at the Buffalo Naval Park. I belong to an organization. Now, Joel has talked about he was going to CEF, you know, the CEF club, which is big business people from around the world. They meet on a monthly basis. And I belong to an organization like that here in Buffalo because it doesn't exist in Buffalo. It's called Western New York Works. And the fellow Dale Martin, who founded the organization, has brought together a bunch of business people. And we're
mm-hmm.
having a meeting to discuss. And when I'm talking today at that meeting, I belong to this organization representing the travel industry. The
mm-hmm.
organization, Western New York Works, is a benefits rewards. So it's called rewards program. And the members, you can only have one of each type of company. If I'm a travel agent, there can't be any other travel agents. If I'm an insurance person with life insurance, I'm the only life insurance guy. I'm a car insurance. But you can't be like the same thing, you know, same people in the same job or company ownership. So I'm
mm-hmm.
going to be talking today, this afternoon, about travel and the benefits of travel. And I'm going to use Vortex as an excuse. Exactly, because that's the retail side, and they're not going there to talk to them about how to build a business. I'm not talking to them how they can create income. I'm going to tell them what they can help as individuals, and they can walk away with my business card today and sign up and
mm-hmm.
become a Vortex Club member that gives them special deals and prices. And
mm-hmm.
then I'm going to show them. I got an ad right here next to me, and this ad is going to be published all over the world. And it says this, announcing another great benefit brought to you from the Golden Rule Society. And here's what it says,
mm-hmm.
save on your travel plans and help fund the Golden Rule Society. You register for free, and
mm-hmm.
you know when you book hotels, car rentals, cruises, attraction, group trips, you know what you save and what's out there priced in the rest of the world, because we have the ability to tell you, Vortex has a way to tell you what the lowest price that can be gotten anywhere in the world for that car rental
mm-hmm.
or that hotel or that cruise or what package you're going to get. It says
right.
what that price is. And then the real price, because you joined Vortex 365, then it shows you the price. Now, that's great in itself because it's guaranteed to be anywhere up to 60%, 80% less than what the other people are selling it for. But here's something
mm-hmm.
that's really even more important, Gary. When this price is given to someone through the Vortex,
yes.
the
mm-hmm.
taxes are included in it. And when it comes to hotels, all the communities and counties and cities in the United States have learned the council people, the senates, the states have discovered that they can slap a tax on somebody who travels to a hotel anywhere. And they got it. They got ready to pass it because who's going to stop when they passed the law? There was nobody that they could say, or nobody could say, well, I don't want to pay that tax. And at the place, the city needed the money, so they'll just tax the people, and the people coming to use the room didn't know there was a tax till they booked it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's called a bed tax. Well, guess what? When we, Vortex, quotes a price, it has the sales tax and the bed tax included in the price. And it still was guaranteed to be less than what the competition show their price at. And the difference is when you get to the hotel and you put your credit card down, when you get your bill, not only get your price, doesn't matter, you got quoted $100 for that room that night, you still got to pay the sales tax and the bed tax on top of that. They didn't tell you that when you booked it. You don't have that. Yeah. You don't know that till you get there. And so you better have extra money on your credit card because you're going to charge you. And most people don't even know that till after they check out. It's kind of sneaky in my eyes. What we have is a tool called Vortex 365 that is integrity, truthful, and worthy because it works. And it's got honest people, honest systems to do business with. So what a person does is sees this ad. They go on Len Cain's Golden Rule Society site, and it says, log on to myvortex365.com travel. Log on to vortex365.com/GRS, Golden Rule Society Travel.com. .com, just that. And when someone does that, Gary, they link into a free site that they can get all everything I just described forever, 7 days a week, 24 hours a 7. And then there's also additional specials. Now, for the person that does that, they're going to save money, really. That's one thing.
Yeah.
On the other side of that, the person who owns the company, remember we talked about ownership on the start of the show, the person that owns the Vortex site that you register into, they're going to get paid 60% of the profit that was built into that purchase of that product. Does it cost the person who books it more money, but the companies that, like the Holiday Inn, pay you through this program and puts it in your bank account? Clean.
Yeah.
You don't do nothing. It just goes that way. So the idea is you give out as many Vortex cards to as many people in the world as you can, and all of a sudden people start now. Travel was down last year, there's no doubt, but it's turned around now. I got my phone. I get calls every single day of the week. People calling and asking, can you help me put this trip together? I want to go here. Can you do that? And I find out if they have the Vortex, and if they say no, the first thing I do is I get them to sign up in Vortex, and then I let them do. They're already used to going on Expedia, Travelocity, Kayaks, Hotels.com, and all the rest of the goody things. And they're already used to doing that. So I just send them back, and they do it. And guess what? They do it. They book it. They pay for it, and I get paid. I don't even have to be sound asleep, and I still get paid. That's why I'm going to talk. That's my presentation tonight. Then I'm going to, when I talk that, then I'm going to show them how an organization that owns the site will be able to get that money to go to support that organization, whether it's a church or like Golden Rule Society, the Hope Collection, lots of other organizations and churches could get money coming back into their offering plate. Most people, because they stop going to church, or if they go to church, they don't pass the plate anymore because they don't want people handling a plate. So they say, put it in an envelope and put it in the back of the church. And most people don't do it. And the giving online, yeah, it's simple and it's easy, but it's detached. So most people won't do that either. So the giving, most churches are hurting really bad for funds. Now what we're going to do is have somebody, they're already going to travel. They're spending the money, but now when they do it, they can choose to the profit that would have gone to all these other companies will go to their church or their organization they belong to. it's a choice. And I like the word, use the word, it's stewardship.
Mm-hmm.
You actually are helping people, general, that are going to travel, stewardship that they believe in supporting their money. And make it so simple that whenever they do that, that happens. That, folks, is that's powerful, dear. It's very, very powerful.
Yeah. For sure.
So can I ask you any questions that you've come up with today that you wanted to share with us, Gary?
Well, I was just wondering, had Lynn called you or something and said he couldn't make it today or what?
Yeah, I spoke to him this morning. We chatted, yes. And what I said to him was, Captain, you have a leave of absence. You're not AWOL. You have a leave of absence for the show today.
Yeah.
he loved that. And then we prayed together. And so he'll be back.
Yeah.
But for today, he had to be off it. So, yeah, thanks for asking about that. And we prayed together and just keep in your prayers that he's going to be feeling better real quick.
All right.
So,
Linda and I send him a link to the call today?
Yes. Please do that. Thank you for thinking of that. Gary, I never even gave that a thought. Say again. You're just, Gary, you're proving again what I said when I said, Gary, go to the mirror. You just proved it again, Gary.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you. I want you to know something. I'm proud of you, Gary.
From myself, I had been listening to Joel Griffin for many years. And, like, somebody, Rick or somebody else gets on the call or Len or somebody else that knows Joel intimately, but is then, wow, you know, Len says, I bet that buck or a beer, you couldn't name anybody in their senior year of college that was an All-American golfer and an All-American basketball player in the same year. And Joel gets on and says, wow, you know, I wish I could meet this guy you're talking about. Because, wow, he sounds like awesome.
That's your story, Gary. Gary, that's your story. Same story, isn't it?
Yeah.
That puts you in the same boat as Joel and Len. You're there. Well, look, I think we're gonna end the show today with a prayer for Len Cain and ask the Lord to intervene in his health and with the doctors and medicines and help Len to restore his health, keep him in good spirits, and bring us back for the show next week. Thank you, Lord, for your help in all our lives, and thank you for the Hope Collection and Joel Griffin. And I thank everybody that's listening in on the call today or has come on like Gary. Thank you so much. God bless. We'll see you Monday or maybe even Saturday morning. So we'll talk to you later, guys. Have a good one. Thanks, Gary.
Yeah. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye.